And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Broken Bow head football coach Carly Wells. Coach, I know the outcome last week against Ogallala, not what you wanted it to be, a tough loss, falling by just two. But watching from afar, boy, it really looked like your team took a step forward from the previous week. As you looked at the film with your assistants, did you and the coaching staff kind of feel the same way?
Yeah, we felt like we played better, had the opportunity to win. We did some better things up front. Defensively, they gave us some fits with what they run, but we still had opportunities there to get stops. And we have a young team and a lot of new faces, so our kids each week are learning. And I think we'll learn again and get better. We looked at our things that we made mistakes on, and probably one of the big things is in the red zone, inside the 10-yard line, and we just missed a few blocks because teams are going to bring a lot of heat and pressure. So we got to have our eyes up, and you just got to recognize what they're doing, and get those blocks.
Coach, we've talked about this in the past, but just talk about your players continuing to understand the game. I know that we've talked about this in the past. You've talked about how the offensive linemen will come off and you'll ask them, hey, what are you seeing out there? As kids continue to understand the game and they try to recognize situations and react to them, do you feel that they've kind of taken a step forward in learning that in the first couple of weeks?
Yep. Yeah, they're seeing it. We work on when we run up to the line of scrimmage to recognize what front they're in, right? A six, a five, a four, and try to shout that out to each other so everybody understands that. And then just keep our eyes up, and they got to recognize when they have shifted down, because that changes your rules a little bit on how to block. And they just got to recognize those small things that they do that can change your blocking scheme. And we practiced a lot of it, spent a lot of time on it, just getting them to see it. And they're getting more vocal, and that's when you're young, you know, they've just got to get confidence. And once we get a guy or two to really shout it out, you know what I mean, then they'll know where to go. So it's just a progress, and our kids are getting there. And so we got like four sophomores on there that'll be starting this week, and they'll be learning and progressing.
Coach, last week in the second half, we kind of saw rotating quarterbacks a little bit. Got to see Zach Jackson come in and take a few snaps. Just kind of talk about that, and will we kind of see that moving forward, or kind of what's your plan?
Both guys do things really well. Zach reads the option really well. Dom, when he has time, can throw the ball really well, and we see it in practice, so... we'll probably continue to use a little of both this week and see where that takes us, and then who settles in and how we attack them will determine who probably gets a little more time.
Defensively, Coach, you had another takeaway last week. It set up your first touchdown of the game. You got to be pleased with being able to get those turnovers and those takeaways on defense in the first couple of weeks.
Yeah. We've had the last two games – I think we're plus six in turnovers, which is really good, and it should usually turnovers will dictate the victory. So we got to keep getting those turnovers, and then we just got to capitalize on them. And that's when you're in the red zone, we got to score, and we'll just continue to work on that and continue to get our kids to understand and get better.
Developing consistency, I know that's always a big thing, Coach. Does that mostly just come through repetition?
Yeah, matter of fact, last night at practice, we just rep. We'd rep each play three to four times, just getting them comfortable in what they're seeing and what this team's going to do to us. So, and then as time goes on, I mean, kids will recognize, oh, we know that, you know, teams that I've had over the past, the teams will kind of do similar things, right? Oh, we recognize that already. They see it during film. Mm-hmm. On Mondays, and they see what they do. Oh, this is how we block it. So, and our kids are getting there. They're starting to understand. So we've seen some six-man fronts already, some five-man fronts the first two games, and we'll probably see something similar this week, a six, five, both combination fronts. So our kids are starting to understand and see what they're going to see and how teams are going to try to defend us by shading gaps or shading inside, outside. So once they start to recognize that, which they are, we'll continue to progress on the offensive side of the ball.
Been a couple of years, Coach, since Broken Bow has played St. Paul. As you prepare for them, you kind of look at them on film. What has stuck out to you, and what are some of the keys for Friday?
They're probably about 50-50. They got a good running back, too, that's got some speed. We got to be sound up front. We really want to stop their run and make them throw the ball. And that's about every game, but we really got to control the line of scrimmage defensively to make them throw the ball. I think we can compete there in that area and what they do. So that's probably our biggest thing this week is control that line of scrimmage, make them throw the ball, get them out of the running game, make them one-dimensional.
Well, Coach, it's always great to visit with you. Thanks for taking the time this week, and best of luck on Friday.
You bet. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Head Coach Carly Wells joining us on Central Nebraska's Sports Source.